You're listening to the Midday Grind with Martin Kilcoyne and Charlie Marlowe on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style. I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox with help from my friend.
Welcome aboard, Kenny Wallace, Fox Sports 1, the pride of Arnold, even though he lives in Imperial. And tonight he's going to be appearing, I believe, you're going to be at Fayette County Speedway racing tonight on the dirt track in Brownstown, Illinois. Is that correct?
Yeah, how about that? So tonight, Brownstown, Illinois, you just head across whatever ridge you want to get across and head up 70 towards Indianapolis. And from the city of St. Louis, it's about 45 minutes. And it's very rare because the racetrack owner, you know, they never do this. They never race on a Tuesday night in April because, you know, everybody's got their kids in school. But guy got on Facebook and said, tired of the bad weather. We've been rained out, snowed out for the last 3 weeks. This is the latest racing's ever started, like in the history of racing in the city of St. Louis or surrounding areas. So they said, a heck with it. It's 60-something degrees today. Who wants to race? So they started this about around Sunday, I guess. I said, I'll race, and my God, it's going to be a big deal. Everybody's going to go race tonight, so we're excited.
And so you're ready like that. You have car, will travel. They say, let's do it. You're ready.
You know what? Yes, but it's really a little bigger than that, right? So it's a lot of people, you know, giving the middle finger to the weather. And you know, we always have to wait to the weekends, right? So we got Wednesday is hump day, and, you know, we do what we want to on the weekends. I think it's kind of a way of saying, hey, look, you know, we can really kind of do what we want to. You know, it's just that we try to race on the weekends so everybody's off work. Who wants to try this? So I tell you what, it's kind of exciting. I've been racing my whole life, and I've never seen anybody really try racing on a Tuesday in April. But practice starts at 6:30, racing at 7. You could get up there at 7:30 easily and see it all. So it's everybody pulling together and saying, okay, let's try it.
And, Kenny, yesterday at Bristol, it was Mr. Skittles, Kyle Busch,
yeah,
with the victory. I'm going to sound like an expert here because I did read a little bit of an article. He's very good at Thunder Valley, they call it.
Yes, you're exactly right. So Kyle Busch has won 6 races at Bristol. And then last night, yesterday, I guess you could say, he won his 7th. Now, to put that in the perspective, the great one, my brother Rusty Wallace, Hall of Famer, champion, that was one of Rusty's very best tracks. Rusty's a legend up there. His name's all over the place. Rusty won 9. And Darrell Waltrip, you know, will go down in history with the most wins, I believe, at 11 over the course of a career. But, yeah, Kyle Busch is quickly cementing his name. And he will be a Hall of Famer easily. He's already a champion. He's won everything. And the kid's only still like 33 years old, so he's got a lot to do.
Kenny, on the text line, we were asking for questions for you. We got this one. I think it's kind of interesting. Hey, can you ask Kenny Wallace this question? Some friends and I were talking a couple weeks ago about possible relegation in auto racing, where the bottom 7 drivers every year would get sent down and the lower league would send their top 7 drivers up. A couple of us think it would work out. A few of us think it would work out. Love to get Kenny's opinion on this matter. I'm guessing with sponsors that would be kind of weird, but it'd be neat to see the guys from the lower series coming on up if they have a good season.
Really interesting. I think that's awesome. You know me, I'm a lover. I know it sounds a little corny. I think his thoughts are meant well. And, you know, in society, you know, we want to see the people that don't get a chance get a chance. However, the problem with in auto racing is it's always about money. you can be incredibly talented. Okay, let me give an example. There's this kid named Ryan Priest out of the Northeast. Kids want everything there is to win. Now, he's not a kid anymore. You know, he's, you know, up in his 30s, whatever, late 20s. But he borrowed some money, literally went to the bank, borrowed some money, and went to one of the best teams in NASCAR, which is Joe Gibbs, the Super Bowl champion, you know, coach. He owns race cars in NASCAR. So the kid went and got the money, made a deal with Joe Gibbs and said, let me drive your really fast race cars because I want to prove to myself that I can do it. Kid took out a loan for like $250,000. And that's ballsy, right? He goes and wins two races, one last year, one this year. He won Saturday at Bristol. You know, the problem with the idea of bringing the top four from the Xfinity series is that it's just not that easy. See, a lot of those guys down there, like Justin Allgaier, he's already been in Cup, but he couldn't afford to stay there, so he got sent back down because you got to somewhat bring a little bit of money. So it's no fun being in a big sport. And sometimes you just got to do what you can do.
You know who your guy is that you were talking about that bet on himself? He's the Tommy Pham of NASCAR. He's gambling and betting on himself. He sounds like a Tommy Pham type that has that much confidence in his own skills. But we decided to ask questions for Kenny via the text line, 855-282-8255. It's a different version of What Up, Bitches, which I believe you sent out the other day. And I thought that could be a really deeply philosophical question, or it could just be Kenny jacking around.
You know what? So if there's 100 people that love me, there's two that get mad at me about my mouth. I cuss like a sailor. You know, of course, I don't do it on purpose. It comes out when it sounds appropriate. Like, for example, I'm not going to cuss on 590 The Fan. It's not appropriate. But if you choose to follow me on my social network, then I'm going to talk the way I would normally talk to friends. So what up, bitches, means just the way I would normally talk. I say, hey, what up, bitches? You know, so it's all good, all fun. And we have fun with it. We have serious topics. And, you know, it's just the way I roll.
And, Kenny, on that topic, this is a perfect segue because I searched to find this tweet, and I found it. Is from exactly 1 week ago. Everybody knows you're a big Cardinals fan. Cardinals had the big victory in 11 innings, beat the Brewers. I checked your Twitter, and that night, 11:19 p.m., you tweet, yes, our Cardinals win in 11 innings, and I'm going to go make love to my wife. Good night.
Yes, that's right. And I did. You know, let me see. How do I explain myself? So
I don't think you can.
Well, I don't. I'm going to attempt.
Okay.
There are a group of people that say that's nonsense. They're incredibly mature. They'll try to say, we don't need to know that. How dare you? And I'm like, look, okay, here's the deal. Don't judge me. You're perfect. You're perfect. I'm not. We're on my Twitter. We are having fun. And I thought it was funny. So, you know, it's like I was saying, hey, I'm going to celebrate this win by going to make love to my wife. And that's what I meant by it. So, I mean, the Cardinals win. But I will say, if the Cardinals would have lost, I mean,
I don't want to know what you would have done. I don't want to know. I really don't want to know. In a related note, Kenny sent out or retweeted or something. The picture of it's a cartoon.
Oh,
and
it, okay.
The husband. I'm sorry. No. Clarify here. Husband and wife sleeping in bed, but it's like a cartoon comic strip kind of thing. And then there's the thought bubble, and the wife, the girlfriend, is saying, "I bet he's dreaming of other women." And then the guy is over there, and he's dreaming of race cars. And Kenny says, "This," and Kenny's like, "This is kind of me."
Yes, that's perfect. That was a kid named Bobby Pierce. Out of Central Illinois, really good race car driver. And he tweeted that, and I thought, oh, man, how appropriate that is. Because early in my career, you know, they say a man lives through his job, and I agree with that. I think a lot of people do. So if my race car is not going good, you know, I'm miserable, and I don't want that nothing to do with anybody. And if things are going good, then everything's beautiful. So when Bobby Pierce, he tweeted that picture, here we are laying in bed, and the wife thinks you don't love her. Say, honey, I love you. I'm miserable right now, and I'm thinking about my race car. So I could totally relate that. You know, it's just like a, it's like Dexter Fowler's wife. I follow her. I like what she does because she's a little like me. She doesn't know. She just tweets what the hell she's thinking. If she's in a grocery store, she goes, gosh, this line is long. And I think it's funny because, you know, you're in a grocery store, the line is long, and you're sitting there. So you grab your phone. And, you know, she, one of her tweets was so awesome. She says, I live my life through Dexter's batting average. If his batting average is doing good, we're all happy. If he doesn't get a hit, we're all unhappy. And I said, oh, my God, if that isn't sports itself. Poor women, you know, I mean, here she's got to be, if Dexter don't get a good batting average, you know, that's what she's got to live with. And I can relate with that.
I've always wondered that if you're a spouse and, you know, your husband's the quarterback and he throws five interceptions or he hits leadoff and he goes 0 for 5 with four strikeouts and you're not at the game and then they get home and say, hey, how'd it go? Or do you just say, hey, nice weather out? Do you not bring it up like when somebody had an awful game and you're the spouse? I wonder. So, for example, not that you would ever blow a race or that you've ever blown a race, but I wonder, does the lovely Kim say, the hell did you do out there?
So here's the way it works. I met Kim in high school, so she knows me. And obviously I was in serious competition my whole life, and there will be times that we'll go, you know, I would be leading a race and something would happen. And, you know, we would still finish good, but I'd be totally depressed and just bummed out. And I'd say something like, well, honey, say something to me. Because she don't want to say nothing. Because what happens if she – so my wife would say, honey, it'd be okay. And I'm like, it will not. I said, you know better than that. And so she learned to don't say anything. So the race would get over. We'd go down the highway. She wouldn't say nothing. And then it would bother me. And then I would say – aren't you going to say anything? And then she would say, what do you want me to say? I'm like, damn, I taught her when I'm soaking and I'm crying, you know, there's nothing you can say to me. And, yeah, so the wives do have it rough because men are gladiators. They're always competing. You know, they're trying to do their best, make everybody proud of them. So, yeah, it's definitely got to be some rhythm in the marriage.
Well, Kenny, it's funny you say that about Dexter Fowler, too, because I'm trying to find the tweet. Either he or his wife tweeted that their little daughter, who's in school now locally in St. Louis, they have an exercise in the classroom where they just have the different Cardinals players' batting averages. And it's nothing negative, but they just keep track of the batting averages. So they showed a picture of Dexter's daughter's class, and up there was Dexter when he was hitting like 148. So even the kid has to kind of look up there and see his dad at the time wasn't hitting.
Yep, and that's part of life. You know, I tell you one thing that we all focus in on too much, and I've heard it my whole life. It's always this thing. I can't believe it. We pay that man $17 million a year, and he's got a 140 batting average. I always go back to Tony La Russa. That guy kind of made a deal. He made that much money, but he's not a machine. So there's this fictitious thought process in life that if you pay somebody money, they would just hit the ball better than everybody. And it isn't true. You're just taking a bet. You're thinking, man, this guy's pretty damn good. Let's give him $17 million a year. I bet he'll hit the ball. And then they go through one of those month slumps, you know, like Matt Carpenter is right now. And, you know, you're not going to get your money back. It's the way it is. So when fans say, I can't believe we pay him all that money, and he ain't hitting. I mean, that's been going on since they started chariot races.
You can see him on Fox Sports 1 NASCAR heading to Richmond this weekend. Kenny Wallace tonight racing Tuesday. They are racing Brownstown, Illinois, Fayette County Speedway. Racing starts at 7. Give the weather the middle finger with Kenny. That's tonight across the river. All right, always fun, my man. Have fun at the track tonight. And if you don't do well, we encourage Kim not to say a word.
Charlie, Martin, y'all are the best. I love Tuesday. So thanks for including me, and go Cardinals.
Thank you, sir.
Go Cardinals. All right, Kenny Wallace with us. Hey, a reminder, over at the Chase Park Plaza, the tradition continues. That is the Tenderloin Room, the premier destination in St. Louis, the best steak since the early 60s. That's when it started. Family run since 1993, the Karagiannis family. Dino and Jules, and now the kids are running the place, but, well, mom and dad are there, still helping. It's a family operation. That's the point. Get yourself a classic cocktail, sit at the bar, ask to see the pictures of George Clooney. I love that part of it. And then start out that meal with the bacon-wrapped tenderloin tips. The Tenderloin Room is famous, of course, for the pepperloin a la tenderloin, cowboy ribeye, but also a great selection of seafood, especially for the appetizer. They roll out that appetizer cart. It's all about the presentation. It really is. Classic fine dining, maybe a business lunch, power lunch, anniversary, date night. You will not be disappointed in the Tenderloin Room. Open 7 days a week inside the Chase Park Plaza. Walk-ins are welcome, but get yourself a nice table off in the corner. Set up that reservation ahead of time. Call over at 361-0900. 314-361-0900. You can also go on the web. Check out that menu. You'll get hungry just checking it out. Tenderloinroom.com. Like my buddy Tom, who went there because he's retired, even though he's not, and he took his girlfriend, even though it was his wife.
And his name's Tim.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wrote back a full review of the outstanding meal they had. They had the Bananas Foster. It's a true experience dining at the Tenderloin Room inside the Chase Park Plaza. Time for the end of the day.
The end of the day.
Okay, when's the end of the day?
At the end of the day, it's going to be tough to tell someone they might not be in it.
At the end of the day, you know, you got to be happy.
You know, I got to say, the next time the Cardinals win a walk-off in walk-off fashion at Busch Stadium, I'm going to have a few thoughts running through my head.
You'll be picturing Kenny.
Kenny's having a good night, probably.
And if they lose in a walk-off fashion. Anyway. The best part is he's like, and I did.
Yep.
I also like the part where he says, I don't curse on 590, which isn't exactly true because he has before. And then immediately after, he repeated the tweet.
I was kind of uncomfortable saying
the curse word.
But I was quoting him. And then he clearly was going to clean it up until he didn't clean it up.
I think he's cursed before, hasn't he?
He said a-holes, I believe.
Yes, that's right.
A-holes. The other one, see.
That sounds like a minor league baseball team. That's okay.
Because you can say ass. You can't say
blank
holes.
Bleh, bleh.
And same. Sometimes people slip with BS. They say.
Bleh. Can you not say that?
Bull blank.
Yeah.
That seems made up.
No, yeah. I think one time he said bull crap, and then later on in the exact same show, it shifted to the one you can't say, and we had to drop that.
You know what is bull blank? Bull crap? A weather in the city. I was talking to you guys off the air. Maybe one of our texters knows this, what the qualifications are for the low of the day. Because I checked my phone last night. I like to prepare myself for what weather might lay in the day ahead.
How do you prepare? What, you have a sweater ready?
Well, I just mentally think, like, is it going to be cold?
I'll get my thermos out. I mean, what are you going to do?
Just the heating.
I just like to know, is it going to be cold in the morning when I'm driving in? I think that's a nice thing to have a mental note of.
Can't you just walk outside real quick?
Well, not in the morning. I don't want to do that.
All right, I let the dog out and just kind of feel the air.
I don't have a dog.
Get a dog.
I would like to have one. Give me your dog.
No.
I want a trained dog. when I went to bed last night, I checked real quick, so it's going to be a low of 50. That's fine. I wake up this morning, it's 29. And it's not that early.
And you didn't bring your plants in.
No. And it's about 6:45. It was 29 degrees, and suddenly my car is frozen over, and that pushes my morning back a little bit because now I got to wait for my car to defrost.
Did you check on the elderly?
No, I don't care. I don't really care about the elderly that much. And
then Frank said, Hoff, what's the deal? I asked you for the whip for Daniel Ponce de Leon for the last 2 years in Memphis. What's the deal? I'm defrosting my car.
You know, it's funny you mentioned, I'm just bothered by that. I want to know how the low is determined, because if it's early in the morning, they're off by 20 degrees. Ponce de Leon, which I think is a really cool story based on what happened to him a little over a year ago, where he got hit up in the head by a line drive. I need to look up his numbers really quickly. He's off to a really good start to the season down in AAA Memphis.
It's a great story.
It really is. 1.82 ERA. He has 17 strikeouts in 11 innings.
Because as a pitcher, you have to worry about so many things, right?
Yes.
You know, your command and do you have a secondary pitch? And boy, I'd love to get to the big leagues, and there's pressure with that. Oh, and by the way, I got crushed in the face last year by a pitch, and I got back out here.
You get over that. How you're not flinching every
Seriously.
Time you throw it.
The goal for Ponce de Leon should be for the 2019 season, he is the Sam Tuivasa, the Mike Myers. He's the guy we talk about that's up here. Why is he not pitching, and why is he going up and down Memphis to St. Louis?
So next
that's
year on the Midday Grind, the feature will be, where is Daniel Ponce de Leon?
Correct.
And they'll be like, is this kind of bothersome to be going up? And you're like, I got hit in the face, okay? This is fine. Going back and forth from the minors to the majors, I'm fine.
And also, are we really feeling sorry for these guys? They're up in the big leagues making $550K. They go down there. They're on the 40-man. They're making, what, like $60,000, $80,000? It's not like they're making pennies.
Well, some minor leaguers are.
There was a great piece by Derek Gould Sunday about how low the wages are for some of these minor leaguers.
But that's not the guys that are on the 40-man that are on the shuttle from Memphis. Those guys are making something like $60,000,
$80,000. I don't know why. I like doing this when we remember pitchers who have been around for a while. I like to go back to the very first game. Chuck, you're a Tigers fan, aren't you?
I grew up a Tigers fan,
okay.
Yes.
Are you from Toledo?
I'm from Toledo.
Did you work in Lansing?
Worked in Lansing.
I thought you worked in the UP.
Both.
What about Peoria?
Peoria, yes.
Okay. Wow. Do they
anything else?
Is there a minor league team in Toledo?
The Soto Mud Hens.
Okay.
Maybe you've heard
Vegas.
Of them.
Real quick. Kyle Loesch's first career start
for the Twins.
Twins was against the Detroit Tigers. Chuck, I'll give you. I'll let you know. This was in 2001. I'll let you guess. He allowed his first career home run in this game. Can you guess who it happened first?
This is good. So 2001 Detroit Tigers.
Yes.
A little after Lou Whitaker, a little after
Trammell. By the way, this name surprised me.
Okay.
I had forgotten.
Not like a Travis Fryman. That was probably too late. 2001. How about Bobby Higgins?
No, that's a really good guess.
Let me guess another one.
Okay.
Tell us infield or outfielder.
DH.
D.H.
Yes.
Was he a longtime Tiger?
Not Cecil Fielder.
He was a Tiger for 5 years. He was a Texas Ranger for 8 seasons prior.
Man.
Which is this?
I had completely forgotten about this guy.
Gabe Kapler.
Dean Palmer. Dean Palmer.
He was good.
First career home run allowed by Kyle Loesch, who had, for debut, a pretty good day. 6 1/3, 4 earned, 9 hits, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. Former Cardinals. His battery mate, A.J. Pierzynski, and starting in right field that day for the Detroit Tigers, Juan Encarnacion.
Career homers, Dean Palmer. Guess. I'm going to say 274.
I was going to say 280.
275.
Ooh,
wow.
Charlie.
Ooh, Charlie. Had some.
Hold on, you asked the question. You had it in front of you, didn't you?
No.
That's what Frank did the other day. He asked a trivia question and he already looked up. but I know it's the 90s and his numbers are kind of not so much asterisk, but they're buried by bigger numbers. But 38 home runs, 107 RBIs in 96, 33 in 96 in 1993. He had some pretty good years. OPS plus of 171
Expo?
In 95, only 36 games. Never an Expo. He was a Ranger,
never an Expo.
A Royal, and a Tiger. And finally, I know we make fun of the Reds.
Reds.
I just think we need to give some appreciation to a manager who's been kind of mocked throughout his career for not winning the big one, but Dusty Baker. Remember, the Giants fire him. They disappear for a couple years. Cubs fired him, had 2 good years. They fell off. The Nationals are off to a pretty mediocre start this season, and the Reds have, by and large, been terrible since firing him. I just think Dusty deserves some credit for actually being a pretty good manager.
The curse of
the
Dusty.
The curse of Dusty
AD
Baker.
After Dusty.
The Mets. Nationals are five games now back of the Mets. Had it not been for an eighth-inning comeback last year, would have been buried 7 games back of the New York Mets. They are closer to last place than they are to first place in the National League East. Albeit only 17 games in,
it's
but not a great
It's the third week of the season.
Jock, that's the end of the day.
All right, that'll do it for us. Midday Grind out of here. Hardline is coming your way next here on 590 The Fan.
Congratulations, Bob Brady.